Tell me what to do and tell me how to do it and I'll do exactly what you tell me to do. Has never come out of my mouth. Do you like being told what to do? Do you like somebody else controlling your life? Do you want somebody else to be involved with the exact amount of food you should eat, the exact amount of exercise you should do, the exercises you choose to do, how many calories you eat, what you should weigh? There's a whole heap of things that people, and people do actually say that, don't they? Please just tell me exactly what to eat and exactly what to how to exercise, and I'll do exactly what you tell me to do. And the internet and social media is full of that stuff. People will buy programs that they just type in their name and their credit card number and somebody sends them a program and they do what's on the program. But here's an interesting question. If two people do exactly the same program, eat exactly the same food, do exactly the same exercises at exactly the same time of the day, will they get exactly the same result? It's a really important question. It's a bit like the 10,000 steps thing. If two people walk 10,000 steps, and even if they walk them at exactly the same speed, will they get exactly the same result? Could it have something to do with metabolism, with the amount of muscle you've got, what your resting heart rate is, what your exercising heart rate is, the headspace that you're in at the time? So I always ask this really special question, and I think it's the most important question when it comes to your health, your body, your longevity, your quality of life. If you were your own high-performance eating and exercise coach, what advice would you give yourself? Not what do the gurus say, not Google, Dr. Google, please help me lose weight, not an exercise professional, personal trainer, gym owner, nutritionist, doctor, none of those. If that none of those existed and you had to sit down with yourself, and I hope you don't sit down very often because the sitting is considered now the worse than smoking because we sit on our asses too often. And there's a great question. If you were going to give yourself advice about being healthy, fit and strong, would you tell yourself to sit down more often? So there's no help available. There's no internet. There's no social media gurus. There's no books. There's no nothing except you and your headspace. If you were your own high performance eating and exercise coach, what advice would you give yourself? Would you tell yourself to eat food that you don't like? Would you stop eating food that you do like? What happens to your headspace if you really want to eat something that you really like and you can't have it? Is it possible that you get angry, you get frustrated, you get annoyed, and then if you do eat it, you feel guilty? If you were going to, in the current state of your body at the moment, if you wanted to change that, what would you change? Would you eat more of what you're already eating or less of it? Would you eat differently to what you're eating at the moment or would you keep eating the same thing? And there's that great quote, if you keep doing the same thing over and over and expect a different result, some people would call that insanity. So if you are at this stage in your life and you're doing the things that you're doing and you're not getting the results that you want, is that because you have a lack of social media gurus in your life? You have a lack of pills, you have a lack of exercise programs, you have a lack of diets, or do you really need to consider what's going to work best for you? Because it's really easy to listen to other people's advice. And I think sometimes, and this is just a very personal question, is it possible that if you ask for somebody's advice and you take that advice and it doesn't work, that you now have somebody to blame? I joined the gym, it didn't work. I went to a personal trainer, I didn't get results. I tried that diet and it didn't, I put weight back on again. Once we've got advice from somebody else, once some other expert's given us something to do and it doesn't work, we can now blame. It wasn't me, it was the. But if I have to take responsibility for my body, if I want to, and I always ask these four questions, if I want to have a stack of energy, if I want to perform at my best, if I want to love what I see in the mirror and love the way my body feels to touch, and if I want to get the results that I want from my eating and exercise plan, do I need to take responsibility for that rather than rely on other people? Now, you might say, oh, but I need a doctor to tell me, or I need a nutritionist to help me with my food, or I need a... Really? Here's the question, and I'll ask it again, and I'll give you the answers that other people have given me, or haven't given me is probably better. If you were your own eating and exercise coach, what advice would you give yourself? Nobody has ever said to me, Roey, I think I should be completely inactive. I shouldn't do any exercise. I should eat takeaway food every meal. I should drink copious amounts of alcohol. I should take recreational and pharmaceutical drugs. And I should just eat whatever I want in the amounts that I want. Nobody has ever said that to me, ever. When I've asked people to take responsibility for their own health, for their own quality of life, for the way they look and the way they feel, every single person I've ever asked that question has always had an opinion. They've all said to me, this is what I think I should do. Now, they might be looking for approval of that opinion, or they might be looking for different advice than what they're already doing, but here's what's always happened. People have always said to me, I think I need to move more, I need to be more active, I think I need to eat less junk food, I think I need to eat more real food. It's pretty common sense. So would that be a great place to start? Rather than a pill, a powder, a potion, a program, an opinion of somebody else. What if you just started with that simple thing, which I'm sure you've already answered the question, I think I should do more and I should eat differently. It might not even be eat less, it's just differently. But what works for you isn't going to work for other people. Let's wave, because there's a plane in the sky. The people up there, they eat different food to you. They have a different lifestyle to you. They're travelling in a plane at the moment and you and I are having a chat at the moment. We all have different things in our lives. We have different lifestyles. We have different likes and dislikes. If I say to somebody, what's your favourite food? And I've done this on a regular basis in large groups of people. And I go around the whole group. Even if there's 100 people, I do it every single time. Tell me your favourite food. Quick, 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 quick. 100 people. Round we go. Tell me your least favourite food, something you never eat. And what has always happened every single time is one person's favourite food is another person's least favourite food. I love tomatoes. Another person says, I hate tomatoes, I'd never eat them. I love lobster. I hate seafood. We all have different likes and different exercises that we like, different foods that we like, different lifestyles. So my very personal question again. Rather than asking for advice, getting opinions, searching Dr. Google, going to the experts, what if you started with you? What do you like? What don't you like? I'll go back a step further. What do you actually want to achieve? What does a quality of life, healthy, fit, strong body look like for you? Because sometimes the people that you ask advice from that you think have got healthy, fit, strong bodies, is it possible that they're not healthy? They might look good, but is it possible they did things to their body to look that way that aren't very healthy? And the one time that I competed in a bodybuilding competition to get this lean, sleek bikini body was the one time in my life where I was the least mentally healthy, I was the least physically healthy, I felt like crap, it was just terrible. Because the things that I did to my body to try and I did what I thought was a logical, common sense way, but I just hated it. Often we get advice from people that might not even have what we want is my thing that I'm asking you to please consider. What do you like to eat? What don't you like to eat? What exercise do you like to do? What exercise don't you like to do? It might be something like, what do you hate the least? So don't go do something you don't like. If you don't like to run, don't run. It's as simple as that. Do you need to move your body? And it's a different question. If you don't move your body, what will happen? Ask yourself that question. If I was my own eating and exercise coach, if I keep doing what I'm doing now, what will happen? If I'm not doing any exercise, if I'm not moving my body, if I'm not stimulating my muscles, stimulating my heart and lungs, stimulating my brain, what will happen to my body? And that's something that we have absolutely no control over if we don't exercise. If you don't move your body, is it possible that you'll get old, weak, frail, fat, diseased very, very quickly? So if you don't want that, if you don't want to be old fast, if you don't want to be fat fast, if you don't want to get sick and stay sick for a long time, if you don't want to have a horrible, miserable, grumpy life because you are inactive, then what do you need to do? So I'll ask very personally, as your own eating and exercise coach, what advice do you give yourself? What are you going to do? Not what somebody else tells you to do, not somebody else's advice, not somebody else's opinion. What are you going to do? And if you hold yourself accountable to your own health and fitness, to your own healthy, fit, strong body, I don't want to blame somebody else. If I'm not fit, if I'm not strong, if I'm not healthy, if I'm not happy, I don't look out there and blame other people. I look in here and say, Rowie, what are you doing that's not working for you? It's a classic example. I very, very rarely get sick. But when I do, the first thing I do is say, okay, Rowie, what have you done to get sick? There's a reason you got sick. And I always find out, I don't need to go to the doctor to find out. It could be that I didn't get enough sleep, I wasn't drinking enough water, I wasn't getting enough nutritious food. There was something I was doing that made me sick. And I don't need a doctor to tell me that. And this is a very personal thing because a lot of people, that's the first place they go, is to the doctor or to Dr. Google, please tell me what's wrong with me. But isn't it interesting that a medical professional should always ask you, what are your symptoms? How do you feel? What's going on with you? You have to tell the medical professional what's going on inside you. So before you go to a medical professional, could be a really good idea. What did I do to get me to this point? Why do I feel this way? Am I as fit, strong and healthy as I could be? Am I getting puffed? Am I overloading my muscles and bones? And when you do both of those, you obviously have a much healthier headspace, because the high intensity activity of lifting heavy and getting puffed changes your brain. So if you don't feel happy, if you feel depressed, if you feel miserable, if you don't feel like doing anything, how long since you've gotten puffed? How long since you've lifted heavy? It's called the fight and flight system for a reason. The fight and flight system is designed to get rid of stress out of our body so that we can feel good. Because once you've overcome the threat, once you've run away from it or you've turned and fought it, you now have a brain that's got neurochemistry in it that makes you feel good. So if you don't feel good and you don't look good and you're not performing at your best and you feel sick all the time and you've got no energy, what do you think you should do rather than rely on somebody else's opinion? Could you be your own eating and exercise coach? And could you decide what's going to work best for you rather than relying on somebody else? Because I would love you every single day to be able to sing like I do. I feel good. No, 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 no. I knew that I would now because I look after myself. I'm healthy, fit and strong and happy. Woohoo!